Hello, friends. Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. What a day. We have one of the linchpin tests. All the linchpin tests are found on our website, crossfitlinchpin.com. I think you click on workout and then tests. They used to be 12. We called them the Dirty Dozen, but as things enter my mind, the list has grown. So as it stands today, I believe there's 14 total. But this is linchpin test number one. And it's a play on Fran. So Fran is one of the most classic workouts in all of CrossFit. For the unfamiliar, Fran is 21-15-9 reps for time of a thruster and a pull-up. And it's traditionally a 95-pound barbell for men, 65-pound barbell for women for the thrusters. And the pull-up is a kipping chin-over-bar pull-up. I will say, if in the background you hear screaming, no one is being tortured in my house. We have a little baby girl, and she has colic, and she is very unhappy the overwhelming majority of the time. My wife is being an absolute angel and taking care of her, and one day the colic will go away and we will sleep again. But as of right now, sleep is not a friend of the Sherwood household, so if you hear a bit of screaming in the background, my apologies. I guarantee you it's louder where I am. Real life. Hey, linchpin. This is real life. Got a lot going on. Family, schedules, work, you know, and our time in the gym is precious. And we want to get as fit as we can without living in the gym for hours and hours. That's what we're all about. So we're walking the walk and talking the talk here in the Sherwood household. Okay, back to the fun. Linchpin test number one. Linchpin test number one is, for time, a 400-meter run, Fran, 400-meter run, another Fran, and then another 400-meter run. Here's the only difference before you start to freak out. While the regular Fran is done with a 95-pound barbell for men and a 65-pound barbell for women, the Frans involved with linchpin test number one, it's a 75-pound barbell for men and a 55-pound barbell for women. So obviously you're getting in more volume, right? It's two Frans, but the loading is reduced. Now you still have to do all the pull-ups. That is what it is. But today is supposed to be a long grind, lighter loading workout by its very nature, by its very design. And linchpin test number one delivers that perfectly. We, of course, have some other equipment conversions in case you can't do the run. You're going to hop on an echo bike, an assault bike, or a rower. We've got you covered there. We've got a video of the thruster, a video of pull-ups. Here's data pulled from beyond the whiteboard. Super fitness robot time for men, 17 minutes and 23 seconds or less. Women, 18 minutes and 56 seconds or less. More likely time, men, 21 minutes, 28 seconds. Women, 23 minutes, 22 seconds. Of course, there's some, you know, you've got some variability in there. Nothing needs to be unbroken. Let me go ahead and say that. The mere fact that you're going to accumulate a 21:59 of thrusters and pull-ups, and I don't even care that, you know, it's a lighter loading than Fran, but then you're going to have to do a run and then do that again. It's a fair amount of volume in this workout, so no one should feel any pressure that they have to do any of those sets unbroken. And for a lot of people, doing intelligent breaking up of the sets early on is probably going to be a really great plan. But I would say if right off the bat, you couldn't do a set of 15 thrusters or 15 pull-ups, you know, unbroken, it might be a good day to contemplate some scaling in general, just due to the overall volume of what's going on. Now, I'm not saying you want to open up with a set of 15, but I would like to see that capacity just to have the conversation of like, yeah, you should go ahead and pursue the prescribed workout. Scaled option today. I went ahead and wrote it out because it's a little bit different because we're reducing it. Because Fran's 21:59, but we're doing a different rep scheme for the scaled. So scaled's going to stick with the 75-pound barbell for men and the 55-pound barbell for women. We're keeping the pull-ups, also giving the option to do ring rows in case the pull-ups are just too much for you, okay? So pull-ups or ring rows. So for scaled, 400-meter run, 15 thrusters, 15 pull-ups or ring rows. 12 thrusters, 12 pull-ups, 9 thrusters, 9 pull-ups. So basically, instead of 21:59, you're doing 15:12:9. Another 400-meter run, another set of the 15:12:9 of the thrusters and pull-ups, and then a final 400-meter run. And we've got a video showing the ring row if that's the option you choose to go. The limited equipment crew, you know that, you men and women know that I love you. Here we go. The limited equipment crew, your rep scheme is precisely the same as the scaled option, meaning you're doing 15:12:9 for the thrusters, but you're doing 21:15:9 for the pull-ups. It's just how it worked out when I assumed that most people only have a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men and 35s for women. For the limited equipment crew, the rep scheme's a bit funky, but stay with me. It'll get the job done. So for time, 400-meter run, 15 dumbbell thrusters, 21 pull-ups, 12 dumbbell thrusters, 15 pull-ups, 9 dumbbell thrusters, 9 pull-ups. 400-meter run, then exactly that same thruster and pull-up scheme one more time, followed by a final 400-meter run. You can probably hear my little daughter in the background. She's furious. If you've ever had a child, I hope they did not have colic. To say that it's challenging would be an understatement. We've got a video showing the dumbbell thruster. No equipment workout today. 3 rounds for time, 400-meter run, 75 air squats, and 25 hand release push-ups. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Landmine twists, so some rotational gut work there. 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, we've got a video showing that. Or the planche progression. Watch the video, spend 5 to 10 minutes at whatever step in that progression is appropriate for you. Even the first step is challenging, but it's some great variance there. And then finally, Bulgarian split squats, 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg, video showing that. And cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then wall stretch for the leg, and the chest and pecs, hands behind. Each of those you will hold 1 to 2 minutes. Hope you enjoyed linchpin test number 1. For most of us, it's a rest day tomorrow, and I, of course, encourage you to take it. And I'll see you back here on Friday.